I'm untrue and good for nothing too. My, how you lie, lie, lie. You say you're never late, but still I
welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment, Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies Part 5, as well as our 2015 Halloween Spooktacular Part 4. Once again, we apologize in advance for probably confusing you there. I know I'm confused even when I say it. Now, Joseph, I think I've heard the song before, but I can't associate which movie it's from.
Well, Connie Conway singing How You Lie, Lie, Lie from Unfriended.
Okay, I
opened earlier.
Seen that movie. Yeah.
You have or you haven't?
Haven't.
Oh, you should check it out. I was surprised. It's actually quite good. Takes place entirely on a computer screen.
Yeah, that sounds
through Skype.
Exciting.
It actually, yeah. And there's Facebook involved. It's very interesting, and that song is a perfect example of something that's scary in a horror movie that wouldn't ordinarily be scary.
Yeah.
But something else that's going to be scary is actually happening right here in downtown Phoenix this afternoon. I'm terrified. I'm going to it, and I'm going to be one of the zombies. Just another zombie walking.
It's not a really far stretch, is it?
No, not really. Not really. But it's not even a far walk either. The zombie walk right here in downtown Phoenix. We are speaking with RJ Price. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to hear that you're coming to the big event.
Oh, I definitely am. And, you know, I'm going to be dressed actually as a, even though I'm a guy, I'm dressed as a zombie bride.
We're not quite sure about the first thing you said.
You mentioned that you were going to be just another zombie. I just want you to know that every zombie is special.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. They're all special.
That's a very, very kind comment. And, you know, I'm sure that our listeners will appreciate that as well, because I know a lot of them are going out there to experience this this annual event. It's the seventh year, right?
This is the seventh Zombie Walk. It's hard to believe.
Wow. And, of course, it starts at 2 p.m., and you've got a great musical lineup, which we'll mention in a moment. And then at 6:30 is when the zombies walk, and I believe it goes till 11 p.m. tonight, right?
Yeah, the actual walk itself is kind of the biggest attraction. It's the spectacle of the whole thing, and we're going to ask people to line up at about 6:30 because there's so many zombies. It does take a while to herd them. and get them lined up on 5th Street. And then right around 7 o'clock or so, a lot of police, and our Grand Marshal, John Holmberg, who is a wacky morning DJ at KUPD, he's the Grand Marshal of the event, and they will depart around 7 o'clock and then head back to the park around 8.
Oh, exciting. Can't wait. And, of course, as I said, the musical lineup, great. You've got a lot of local bands, and then there's the headliner as well, right?
Yeah. So Steve Chilton, Psycho Steve Productions, which operate here locally, do a lot of work with Stateside Events, Stateside Presents, rather. He's curating the local stage, which is fantastic. Playboy Man Baby, if you've never seen Playboy Man Baby, they're amazing. They're going to be playing tonight. And it's all kind of crescendoing with Alien Ant Farm is our headliner.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And, you know, it's a free event. I want to mention that. But it's good for a good cause as well.
Yeah, hard to believe. I don't know how we've done it, but we've kept the event free all 7 years. It does benefit a great cause. St. Mary's Food Bank has been our partner for about 5 years now. We've probably raised around 8 tons of food aid for St. Mary's over the course of our relationship. Today, in celebration of it being the seventh Zombie Walk, we're trying to raise 7 tons of food aid today alone.
Wow. Great. That would be absolutely great. And it's such a great cause. And, of course, there's plenty to do out there.
Yeah.
I know that some of my friends were concerned. They said, but I don't have a zombie outfit. And I'm thinking, how could you not have a zombie outfit? My closet has like 4 of them. And I know my friend Christine has at least 8 zombie outfits in her closet. But you don't have to already have a zombie outfit, right?
You don't, actually. Yeah. So we've been doing zombie makeup for a few years. And that was actually kind of where the St. Mary's Food Bank donation started. It was, you know, bring a food donation and we'll give you a little zombie makeup. We've kind of jacked that up a bit this year. We're asking everybody to donate to St. Mary's. And to get into the Goodwill Zombification Zone, which is sponsored by Goodwill Arizona, really great partner, does a lot of great work in the community. For $5 or 5 non-perishable food items, you can get access into the Goodwill Zombification Zone. Now, what that is it's going to give you an extreme zombie makeover. You're going to get your hair done. You're going to get your makeup done. That includes the bruising and the darkened eyes and the blood splatter, all of that good stuff. And you'll also get some clothes to completely ruin, compliments of Goodwill Arizona.
Wow, wow. And you know, and you can find so much at Goodwill, so I can just imagine what they're bringing out there. And
it's their biggest time of year.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Halloween's huge for them. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And, of course, there's plenty of different vendors. There's one of my friends told me, because this is my first year experiencing the zombie walk, but my friends do it every year, and they said that you got to get in line for the beer, because that gets long fast.
Yeah, we do. We do move a lot of beer. This year we're trying really hard to become a more sustainable event, mm-hmm. Be an environmentally friendly event. So this year we're doing something kind of cool, and we actually stole this idea from the McDowell Mountain Music Festival, which is also in downtown in the spring. They went to reusable commemorative plastic cups. So to cut down on the number of, 20-ounce plastic water bottles, and to cut down on the solo cups and, the stuff you'll typically see at a beer truck, we're going to sell people really nice commemorative Zombie Walk 7 cups with their first drink, and they can use that drink throughout the day for water and beer.
Oh, that's great. That's a great plan. Excellent.
Yeah.
And, of course, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with R.J. Price on behalf of the Zombie Walk. It takes place today, Zombie Walk 7 in downtown Phoenix. R.J., you're on site right now, aren't you?
I actually stepped away and went to my office to do the call, but I've been there since about 6:30 this morning. Everything's set up. We're looking really good. The stage is super impressive. We really put more money into the stage this year, so it's really going to look like it's going to have a concert festival atmosphere.
Oh, excellent! And the parking, of course, there's a few different places that people can park. They can take Park and Ride, but I was concerned that if I'm dressed up in a zombie dress, I didn't necessarily think that was a great idea to be riding the light rail.
Actually, we talked to light rail, and they're not allowed to discriminate against zombies. We are encouraging people to take light rail. It's the best way to get around town, especially with various construction going on. The I-10, there's a little bit of a traffic reroute on the I-10 today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really encouraging people to maybe come to within the midtown area of town and then take transit in. If you have to park, if you have to bring a car downtown, the best thing to do, there's $5 parking. Our friends at Arizona Center have offered us $5 parking for any zombies that want to park there. It's in close proximity. It's a two-block walk to the Heritage and Science Park, and actually Arizona Center is on the zombie walk route. So it's a really great place to park, and for $5, that's a really good deal. There are meters, but meters are enforced on the weekends now downtown, so you'll want to pay attention to the rates at those meters. There will be meters available. And then you're going to have special event parking that you would normally have on a heavy event traffic weekend downtown at garages like the Collier Center and Cityscape and places like that. But there are a lot of events going on downtown, so we don't love the idea of everyone bringing their own car. If you can ride share, that's a great thing to do. Mm-hmm. Again, and if you can use transit, that's fantastic also.
Excellent.
And we'll literally have hundreds of bike racks too. So if you want to ride a bike in, that's great too.
Oh, great. And, of course, there's the walk itself. Tell us a little bit about that route.
Okay, so the walk itself is about a mile and a half. We'll line up on Fifth Street if your listeners are familiar with downtown Phoenix. Heritage and Science Park occupies an area west of 7th, between 5th Street and 7th Street, and between Washington and Monroe. So the concentration of event activity is happening in the park. Once the walk starts, we line up on 5th Street, and we're hoping for 15,000 zombies, upwards of 20,000 zombies this year. So we'll line up on 5th Street, and from there we depart north and head toward Arizona Center that crosses Van Buren Street. You'd go through Arizona Center, which is a huge place to watch the walk. This would become kind of a parade.
Yeah.
So people line 5th Street, people that aren't dressed up, line 5th Street, hang out at Arizona Center and watch the zombies come through because they get to see all the costumes. So from there, they're going to go through Arizona Center, head up to the downtown ASU campus, turn around, come back on 1st Street all the way back up to Monroe, and then head east back into the park.
Excellent. Sounds like such a great time. My friends have been looking forward to it. I was actually going to go to another party, and then my friend said, "No, you got to go to the zombie walk." And I said, "Well, I can't go to the party alone, so of course I'm going to the zombie walk." And I'm just very much looking forward to it. I know that so many people are. It's going to be so much fun. And I'm going to ask now, of course, with people meerkatting and stuff like that and periscoping, is there free Wi-Fi in downtown Phoenix now or not yet?
There is not.
Okay.
We have not quite caught up to some of the bigger cities in the country with the free Wi-Fi. So unfortunately, we don't. I wish I could answer that differently. It's something that we're working toward, but we're not there yet.
Okay. And other things that you're working toward, of course, there's plenty of holidays coming up over the next couple months. We've been celebrating Halloween all month long. Next week is our Halloween special, and then we've got Thanksgiving, our Thanksgiving special. We've got our Christmas special, holiday gift guide. Tell us, give us a sneak peek at what downtown Phoenix has got coming up in the next.
Well,
couple
I don't know if you've been downtown during the holidays in recent years, but we have an ice rink. Cityscape has partnered with NRG and a couple other really smart people that I can't even comprehend how they do this, but they put up an ice rink on Central Avenue, and they keep it frozen for basically from mid-November into New Year's, into the first week of January. That's a big attraction. The kickoff for the ice rink and the tree lighting happens on the Saturday. What day is Black Friday? So it's the Saturday. It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Is a huge party downtown. That's our big holiday kickoff. We'll light the tree. Usually the mayor comes down and lights the tree. The ice rink will be fully functioning, and people will be skating on that. There's a lot of live entertainment, a lot of fun stuff going on.
Great. And I think last year it was when here on Breakthrough Entertainment, we were speaking with Santa Claus at the ice rink at the Cityscape. And he stepped away from
him. We actually have the Santa. I mean, a lot of people have people dressed up as Santa. We have the real Santa.
Exactly.
And he makes a lot of appearances for us. We do free movies in the park, which are really popular. We call it PJs in the Park. This year we're doing Home Alone. And we're doing both Home Alone 1 and Home Alone 2. Last year we did Elf. I think we had like 7,000 people come to watch Elf outdoors last year. So that's a really fun thing going on around the holidays. And Santa Claus makes an appearance at those events as well. And the line to get on Santa's lap is usually 7 miles long.
Wow.
Yes.
And one of our meerkat watchers has got a great suggestion, ice skating zombies. I would love to see that.
Well, I mean, we are really well positioned to do that because we have a lot of zombies and we have an ice rink in the middle of a desert. So there's not a lot of desert destinations that can pull that off, but I think downtown Phoenix can.
Very true. Downtown Phoenix is the place to be, I think, throughout the year, but especially today. Again, Zombie Walk starts at 2 p.m. and goes till 11 p.m. R.J. Price, thank you so much for helping us celebrate Halloween. And, please keep us in the know so we know about all these other events. We'd love to have you.
Guys, I really appreciate having me on. If I could make one more plea.
Yes.
Anyone who's coming to Zombie Walk, please pay it forward. We don't charge you a ticket. All we really want is food donations benefiting St. Mary's Food Bank. Don't bring ramen. Bring canned fruit, bring canned vegetables, bring tuna fish, bring peanut butter, bring really nutritious stuff, because there are people in this area that really need it, and they need nutritious food. So we're really trying to help out St. Mary's today.
Great advice, everyone. Bring some canned food, something nutritious, something that you'd like to eat, something that you think that would be great to eat. And so again, RJ Price, thank you so much for helping us celebrate Zombie Walk, and talk to you again soon.
Hey, good luck with the rest of the show. Thanks for having me.
Thanks
RJ. Oh, that sounds great. A lot going on for me today. I wish I could make it out there. It sounds like an amazing time. And Joseph's always mentioned this stuff. I mean, how great it is. But what RJ and company are doing out there is just amazing.
Yeah. And by the way, one of our Meerkat watchers is saying, can they donate brains? That's very kind of you, but... we're feeding the people who need it, not the zombies. They know where to find their food, so we're feeding the people who want the peanut butter and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other thing I was going to mention, I was going to give out their Facebook page a lot more info on that. I'll get that in a sec. I just had it up.
Yes.
Damn you, Craig.
I think it's dtphx.org or something like that.
As the website.
Their website. Yeah.
And I just like the page because they have some great stuff on their Facebook page.
We'll do a search Zombie Walk or for Downtown Phoenix?
The Zombie Walk.
Okay, we'll just do a search for Zombie Walk Downtown. 7 Facebook, in case Greg can't find it in the next minute.
I found it.
Oh, good.
Greg has found it.
Congratulations.
Nice.
And it's opening.
Facebook.com/downtownphoenixzombiewalk. Oh, okay, that makes
downtown
sense.
Downtown Phoenix Zombie Walk.
Yeah, definitely go ahead and like them. I mean, this is great stuff. Not just for the event going on now, but obviously throughout the year. Good stuff going on. And like RJ said, bring some food out there to help people in need.
Yeah.
And food, all the good stuff.
And again, I'll be out there. So just look for the bloody dress.
Well, you don't want to discourage people from going, Joseph.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. We love you.
It's a great costume I put together.
Not like that, Joseph. No, don't get ideas.
And yesterday, I was putting the blood on the costume.
Yeah.
Don't ask me where I got the blood. And I was just having so much fun spilling that blood all over that dress.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You know what? You are very creative with your costumes. It is amazing. Because the last year when you were the popcorn.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, you had real popcorn in there. And hey, that great idea for many reasons, because you have your female friends reaching in there a little bit. But it's amazing, you know, what you can come up with there.
Like I'm saying, stay tuned, because next week is going to be spectacular. This costume that I've got coming up is going to be fantastic. And Greg, I can't wait to see yours as well. The costume.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, here's the thing.
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
I'm not doing that. This was supposed to be my costume, but because of the issue where it's now not fitting as well as I thought.
You're going to have to come up with something else.
Yeah. Well, I kind of already have something or an idea. It would be more plain, I guess, per se, but it will involve a mask so no one has to see my ugly, scary face.
Aw.
I know.
Come on. All right. Well, don't be so hard
on
yourself.
I'm not that attractive.
Well, at least you're not a zombiever.
I kind of look like one with all the hair I have.
Well, Nick Amato, calm down. What are you doing? Nick Amato singing Zombievers from Zombievers. We talked about it earlier this year. I know that Eric said that he saw it and he thought it was okay.
Very cheese.
Yeah. He saw one in the bathroom. It's a Zombiever.
Zombiever. Well, of course, this is Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies Part 5, as well as our 2015 Halloween Spooktacular Part 4. That is a mouthful indeed, and we've got it. And we'll be back in just a couple moments here.
Zombievers, zombievers, a cheerful gang of college students think vacation. Instead, they're dodging beaver trampers and facing their damnation.